Zimbabwe's central bank governor said today the country must repay debts to multilateral institutions, restore donor relations, and push through economic reforms to end a deep crisis. It's the strongest signal yet that he's ready to cooperate with finance minister and senior MDC official Tendai Biti on the reforms needed to lure donors. Zimbabwe has been suffering from hyperinflation, shortage of food and other goods, and a cholera outbreak. Bishop Kevin Boland from Savannah, Georgia, recently visited Zimbabwe with Catholic Relief Services. During their trip, they visited schools, hospitals, clinics, hospices, and orphanages to see at first hand the gravity of the humanitarian crisis afflicting the country. He spoke to Susie Hodges about what he discovered.
The people are suffering greatly from material want and from educational point of view and from health care. The whole country, in a sense, is, I would say, in a state of crisis with regard to the very basics of living from day to day. And in spite of that, I found great resilience in the people and, in a sense, a great sense of joy in welcoming us and recognizing that we were trying to do something to alleviate their situation, even though the broad picture, it would be very little compared with their great need.
One of the most dramatic aspects in Zimbabwe is the almost total collapse of the healthcare system, which was once one of Africa's best, with hospitals apparently no longer functioning, often even empty. What evidence did you see of this collapse?
Well, in the city of Harare itself, we were told that one of the hospitals is completely boarded up and that the other major hospital for a city of over 1 million people was very inadequately staffed and barely able to meet some needs of some of the people, but certainly not enough to address the needs of a city that large. Out in the rural areas where we visited, very meager facilities there and doctors who are basically giving their services free almost because of the great inflation in that country and the value of money is really literally nothing. And without these types of volunteers, both of nurses and doctors, these people would get very, very little. And they have no equipment hardly whatsoever.